Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And as usual, before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is so good to come before you and your word once again, knowing that you want us to have a heart that is after you. Today, Lord, I'm reminded of David's words, to search us and know us, O Lord, to create in us a clean heart, O God. And as we study your word, by your Holy Spirit, would you lead us and guide us into all truth and help us to live by these things according to your Son, Jesus. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Women with Contempt and Wrath, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 1, and verse 18. The council of the court known as the Seven Princes of Media had been gathered together to advise King Ahasuerus concerning his reaction to the rejection of Vashti the queen's refusal to obey him. The king desired that she appear before his guest with the royal crown upon her head, but she refused him and would not be exploited in such a manner. One of the princes, Memucan, has begun his response to the king by explaining that all the women in the kingdom will be affected by Vashti's decision. In chapter 1 and verse 18 of the book of Esther, we see more of Memucan's summation. We read, "Likewise shall the ladies of Persia and Media say this day unto all the king's princes, which have heard of the deed of the queen. Thus shall there arise too much contempt and wrath." Memucan knew that the word of Vashti's rejection would spread like wildfire all throughout the kingdom of the Persians and Medes. He also believed that women would despise their husbands and would feel justified in doing so because of Vashti's deed. He begins this verse with, "Likewise shall the ladies of Persia and Media say this day unto all the king's princes which have heard of the deed of the queen." In other words, not only the married women would despise their husbands, but all the women would be affected by this refusal. Memucan believed that the impact of this one act of rejection of Vashti would have a domino effect upon every woman in the kingdom of Persia, and the difficulties and troubles it would cause would be tremendous. The verse goes on to show what would happen to the women. "Thus shall there arise too much contempt and wrath." Not only would this affect the women in the kingdom, but the result would be too much, as though there was always going to be some contempt, which means antipathy, condescension, defiance, derision, distaste, hatred, malice, and ridicule. There would also be too much wrath, which conveys the idea of anger carried out, dubious, indignation, sore, and its root meaning is a splinter or a broken twig. In other words, this single defiant act of Vashti would have such an huge impact upon people all over the kingdom that there will be chaos and broken homes everywhere. Memucan certainly knew how to project fear within the king's mind, and perhaps just the thought of this happening within his kingdom would make Ahasuerus listen carefully to the answer to this dilemma. Once again, we see the potential impact that one decision makes in people's lives. Memucan has given a description of the fallout from Vashti's refusal that would make any king tremble. But how often do we take the time to really think through the result of our choices made every day? Perhaps our decisions will not affect an entire kingdom, but they may affect the small kingdom within which we live. Will others be affected in contempt and wrath if they were aware of the selections we have made or make? The marvel of it all is that God Almighty was watching the events unfold, and he had a plan to use every decision, every projection, and every move that these people made. With that knowledge, we too may begin to understand that God has a plan for our lives as well. And though we make choices constantly that affect others, when we filter all our choices through the hands of Almighty God, we will limit the damage done to the kingdoms in which we live. Next time, we shall see the suggestion that Memucan made to Ahasuerus, so read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.